This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for July 12th. I'm Paul Plack. The so-called Barefoot Bandit is in custody. Colton Harris Moore was finally apprehended yesterday morning by Bahamian authorities, who say they shot out the motor of Moore's escape boat near the island of Eleuthera. The FAA has approved a launch site operator's license for Space Florida to facilitate commercial launches from Space Launch Complex 46 at Cape Canaveral. As expected, Boeing got its bid to build the U.S. Air Force KCX tanker in by the deadline on Friday. It's 8,000 pages long. Boeing announced on Friday its 787 Dreamliner will make its international debut on the 18th of this month when the doors open on the Farnborough International Airshow outside London. But it already made a couple of flybys at this past weekend's Arlington fly-in north of Seattle. Aero Air Holdings has ceased scheduled service operations effective immediately, blaming increasing operating costs and declining revenues. The last time, the organization of DC-3 and C-47 pilots, who are planning a reunion in Illinois the weekend before Oshkosh, have published a list of procedures and safety policies in advance of the event. The general aviation hangars at the new Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport are still empty nearly 2 months after the facility officially opened, and it will now be at least the end of July before they become available. The 31st annual Rocky Mountain Regional Fly-In is set for the weekend of August 28th and 29th at Rocky Mountain Metro Airport in Denver, and organizers promise a jam-packed weekend. And an Indian woman on a Turkmenistan Airlines flight was arrested when a newborn infant was found stuck in the airplane lavatory after the plane landed. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us why pilots need iPads. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.